called Sabatino with Roland Smith. This is Smith Sabatino on America Weekend.
Did you watch the ball being dropped from Times Square?
Yes, I did. As it came.
Do you remember? I know you don't remember, but do you know what year was the first time it ever happened?
No, I don't.
I do.
I do not, as a matter of fact.
Well, I looked it up. It's 1904 was when a young publisher, Mr. Oakes, had just moved into the building there at Times Square. He'd taken his newspaper in there. And they decided to celebrate by having some fireworks. And it was great, but it was also pretty dangerous in those days.
Well, you know.
So the next year was no fireworks. It was the ball.
You know,
yes.
I've always found that whole event, because as I mentioned, I work with it with Dick Clark. I always found that to be after World War II, when Times Square became the center at the end of the war.
Yeah.
When that was where the great picture of the guy kissing the Navy guy kissing the woman, that iconic picture, okay, Times Square and so on. That's when Times Square really took off. It took off in such an extraordinary manner. But for those of us who celebrated it, it's always a personal matter. For us, we talked about this Guy Lombardo. For others, it would be just the pots and the pans and gosh knows what else. I remember being with one poor guy, set his house on fire. He had firecrackers, and they lit him off in the kitchen. I didn't think that was a very good idea.
Not too smart, no.
But everyone has their own adventure in advance. And the happiness of it all, though, I've noticed over the course of the last couple of years, has changed.
Really?
Yeah, I noticed
the
that
happiness of the evening
of the holiday season, but as we get to the events of New Year, there's always I've picked up a sense of foreboding. That's all. I've noted that. I don't mean to be down at this high point, but I've noticed that slight sense of foreboding in much of the holiday season activity. Maybe it's the way the networks are carrying the show. Maybe it's the way people are just it's been such a tough time over the course of the last 6 or 7 years.
That's correct. I think that's part of it.
Yeah.
You know, there's been some difficult times and everything else. So,
one of my great pleasures, of course, has always been the some music to lighten up our time of the year. And I'm a snow person, as you know. And Sarah Vaughan nailed it well with her version of Snowbound, which Tony Bennett did some years later. So let's listen to Sarah Vaughan as we close this section.
Snowbound, two alone, lost in a storm, and though the wind cries all around us, still. Thank you.
Where Are They Now? With Ahmad Rashad.
This Hall of Famer was a two-time Defensive Player of the Year and four-time Super Bowl champ. His unforgettable Coke commercial during the 1979 Super Bowl just might be the best of all time.
Thank you.
The whole world is smiling with me. Coca-Cola has life. Have a glass.
Thanks, Mean Joe.
Smile.
So where is Mean Joe Green now? Joe had a productive 16-year career as an assistant coach. Since 2004, Joe's been a personnel assistant with the Steelers. Thanks to the Steelers of the 2000s, Joe's earned his fifth and sixth Super Bowl rings.
We cannot let anybody else win these things because they'll see how much fun they're having.
From soda commercials to Super Bowl showdowns, there's only one Mean Joe Green. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Think Green. Harrison with you. Here at Think Green, we don't want all the news to be grim. So here's a few organic aphrodisiacs to spice up your private life. The first, of course, is chocolate. Chocolate's got the same chemical as the brain secretes that makes you feel like you're in love. It's called phenylethylamine. Second, garlic. Garlic's full of allicin, which increases blood flow to your organs, which helps. Celery. The Cialis of crucifers packs a punch, according to Discovery, because it's got a hormone that gives men a subtle, sexy smell. And pumpkin seeds? Well, they have a big dose of zinc, which helps the body make male testosterone while stimulating the female libido to boot. And finally, wild yams, the Viagra of veggies, because they tend to increase sensitivity specifically to there. So have a great weekend. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.